This is a state that went for change in my district. They wanted to see representation in Washington that cares about the issues at the local level. I have a background at working at the local level. I was mayor of a small town for 14 years. I went through, as a local elected official, the potential closing of a Ford plant in my town, and we did lose other business. We were able to end up keeping the Ford plant, but I think this is still a change vote. People are still looking for people that understand what's happening in the hometowns and providing, making sure that we have representation that provides opportunity and understands the economic challenges that people are going through right now.
We are talking with Gretchen Driscoll, candidate for the 7th Congressional District in Michigan. This is a state where people in Flint still cannot drink the water. We now have lead pipe issues in Detroit schools and PFAS contamination. How, as a member of Congress, could you help ensure that your water is safe to drink here in Michigan?
Well, there's a very important role that the government has at all levels, at the local, state, and federal level. And I believe that we need a partner in Washington, D.C., that is vested in making sure we have good government oversight and investment in fixing things. Number one, preventing things from happening, so supporting the EPA. In my district, besides, there is challenges with water, say, in drinking water. Also, the algae blooms in Lake Erie are very, very significant. And so this is something that we need a partner in Congress that understands and supports investing in drinking water systems and protection, making sure that we protect our citizens from pollution.
We have a very divisive tone in this country right now. In Congress, how would you affect that?
Well, I think I would bring a voice of sanity. Actually, I was nonpartisan for 20 years. I worked with and have the endorsement of the two previous congressmen, a Republican and a Democrat. I strongly believe in civility and respecting each other and listening to understand each other. We have a diverse country and a diverse state, and the district's very diverse, and I support that. I think we need to work together to solve challenges, and I would be very interested in working in a bipartisan way. I spent most of my time as a public servant, as a nonpartisan elected official. I never thought about who came from where, or I didn't even know on my city council who was a Republican or Democrat. I just worked with the people in the community to make sure we addressed the challenges and opportunities and took care of that, and not in a political way. And I think the civility is really, we all have the same goals. We want schools that educate our kids. We want clean water. We want healthy communities, and we want opportunities for a good future for all of us. And those are things that we can all agree on and work towards.
What is the biggest message you have for the voters in the 7th Congressional District and why they should pick you?
I've been there. I know what it's like to be in economic challenging times and good times. And I know we have a lot of good opportunities. I've been a local voice at the community level, and I understand how to work hard. I'm accountable to the people. I was elected 7 times as mayor, so there's a lot of accountability there. When you go out to the grocery store to get a gallon of milk and it takes about an hour to get home because you're running into a lot of folks that have issues and concerns about what's happening right there in their own community, I understand that. It's personal for me that we do a good job to represent the people in our district, and that there's a lot of need out there for somebody in as a public servant that understands the issues and will work hard and be accountable, and most importantly, listen and represent those views.
Well, thank you, 7th Congressional District candidate Gretchen Driscoll, for joining us.
Thank you.
And again, we've offered the incumbent Representative Tim Walberg a chance to be interviewed, and so far he has not accepted. For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick.